A. You win. C. I. T. R. 101.9 F. M.
Fellas, you got this all wrong. I never laid a hand on her.
Yeah, we got there just in time.
That's the trouble with you nightclub entertainers. You're all alike. You think you can own every dame in the country.
Now, wait a minute. Show me a law in the country says I can't buy a doll a friendly drink.
No law. Just don't buy a drink in your hotel room for a doll that's underage.
Come on, let's get going, bud.
Now, wait a minute. How did I know she was jailbait? She looked like she was 35. When I should ask for a driver's license or something?
Well, if you had, you would have found out she was the mayor's daughter.
Well, can't we talk this over?
Come on, you're leaving town now.
I can't, I'm broke.
Here's your ticket, one way.
Hey now!
Mop a mip, map, mop, and a brim, bram, broom. Clim, clam, clean up the rim, ram, room. Cause your bim, bam, baby's getting back tonight. Grab my slim slam slippers in my easy chair and your flim flam fingers through my greasy hair. Oh, come on, baby, let me hold you tight. I've been north and south, east and west. Even a honeybee needs some rest when I get my trousers and my jacket pressed. Funnel that swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim, wham, worry if my train is late. Shim, sham, shuttle on a brim, brim, break. Cause your bim, bam, baby's getting back tonight. And a brim, ram, broom. Clim, clam, clean up the rim, ram, room. Cause your bim, bam, baby's getting back tonight. Wear my slim, slam, slippers in my easy chair. Run your greasy fingers through my greasy hair. Oh, come on, baby, let me hold you tight. I've been north and south, east and west. Even a honeybee needs some rest. Well, I get my trousers and my jacket pressed. Follow that swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim, wham, worry if my choo-choo's late. Shim, sham, shuttle on a frim, frim, freight. Cause your bim, bam, baby's getting back tonight.
Oh, where are you, bim, bam, baby? Getting home tonight. Watch out, baby, here I come.
That's right, your baby's back here. That was the Useless Playboys. And they called themselves a swingnar band from back in 89 and 95 out of Richmond, Virginia. And what we just heard was the A-side to a 7-inch called Bim Bam Baby. Featuring cover art by notorious poster artist Frank Kozik. And yeah, that was released back in 94 as part of smack dab in the middle of the It Lounge revival scene. The Useless Playboys evolved from an earlier band called the True Detectives, and they recorded an album that was never released, but bassist Johnny Chetska on his website's reported that he hopes to release it one day. And of course, Frank Sinatra released a version of Bim Bam Baby in 1952, and the old Blue Eyes himself sampled there at the beginning of the film, 1957's Pal Joey. Of course, you Kids in the Hall fans should know that song from somewhere else, but I won't totally allude to it yet, but good evening. Name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's blossoming community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And my name is Gak, and I'll be the best looking man in the world until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. In the background, we'll have a little something from Rykooter's soundtrack to Paris, Texas. And this is Houston in 2 seconds. So that's where I was last week. Thanks again to Rob Privett, host of the show we just heard, Sore Throats Clapping Hands, for queuing up my little pre-recorded number. Hopefully you enjoyed that. But I'm here, and I'm live, and this Houston is about the closest thing to the theme we have this week, as I have a few odds and ends otherwise. So, just sort of ride the themeless wave here. And, yeah. We are going to be doing a couple things involving Texas for the first little while here, and we're going to start off with a Canadian mockumentary. The Life and Hard Times of Guy Tirifico, and that was a 2005 film about a Northern Alberta kid, played by Matt Murphy from bands like The Super Friends and The Flashing Lights, and he becomes an outlaw country music star. Guy Tirifico, the film featured Kris Kristofferson, Ronnie Hawkins, and The Hag. Merle Haggard telling fake stories about Tirifico's up and down life as he still deals with the Nashville scene. Sort of playing up that outlaw country stories like you heard from Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson himself there. And I should really do a profile on that soundtrack sometime soon, but for now, from Life and Hard Times of Guy Tirifico. The album itself is called Bring It Back Home, 2005, through a Toronto label, Outside Music. This is a little something that's hard to do amongst all the highways, freeways, roads, and interstates in Houston, but here's Guy Tirifico with Walking Back to Houston.
She said a gambling man don't make no husband.
And there we had, where are we, the Dead String Brothers. They're from Nashville via Detroit and London, England, believe it or not. And that song was Houston. That came off last year's album, Sao Paulo, which itself is a city in Brazil. And that's through Bloodshot Records. Fantastic bit there, talking about the Texas landscape. And yeah, I was there for a bit of work. But the good news is that I managed a little bit of fun on the weekend in another little town. But let's hear a little bit more about my road adventures after this. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies.
CITR is proud to be sponsoring the following films appearing at the Doxa Documentary Film Festival. Don't miss National Parks Project at 9 p.m. on May 7th at the Van City Theatre. National Parks Project brings together 13 short films as beautiful and mesmerizing as the landscapes they capture, and features music from members of Broken Social Scene, the Besnard Lakes, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and the Great Lake Swimmers, just to name a few.
Who took the bomb?
May 8th at 9:15, head to the Pacific Cinematheque for Who Took the Bump, La Tigre on Tour. The film follows La Tigre on a year-long world tour and combines live performance with archival interviews, backstage silliness, and meet the fan fiascos. May 11th, come to the Van City Theatre for Sound It Out, playing at 9 p.m. Music and the passionate evokes are at the heart of this look at the demise of the independent record store. Learn more about these films at doxafestival.ca.
It's always good to catch a documentary when it's around, because a lot of times they aren't in the theaters at all. This is Gak here, Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. So, yes, up Highway 73 from Houston is a little place that some of us know as Austin. That's where I spent the weekend as the live music capital. Managed to keep tabs on a few shows that were happening in what they call A-Town. And there were tons of choices available, and I lucked into catching this next act playing at the Mohawk. And the John Spencer Blues Explosion are back. Although at this point, the last album that they have right now is 2004's Damage, back when they were just Blues Explosion. But apparently they have a collaboration with former Matador roster mate Solex in the can, so I'm hoping that is somewhere, because two acts I love dearly, although they're almost completely opposite, because Solex is a Dutch producer who works with Found Sounds. After Blues Explosion's Best of a Dirty Shirt Rock and Roll, through the Shout Factory label, they actually have remastering a whole bunch of versions of their old albums, working with the classic ones first, and last year a bunch of them came out, complete with rare unreleased bonus tracks, some of the EPs, new liner notes, all that wonderful stuff. So we're going to deal with their debut from Matador in 1993. It was called Extra Width. This was my first exposure to them, and just based on what I heard on some girls on a bus in Etobicoke, suburb of Toronto. And yeah, after hearing Afro, the first track off this, I was sold. And the remaster is a 2-CD version. It includes Extra Width and then an Australian-only full-length, Mo Width. And there's a second disc with, you know, singles, outtakes, live versions. And there actually was another version of this through Mute that included another EP, which I lose my memory. But hey, enough about what I can't remember. This is appropriate since Mother's Day was yesterday. So here's the Blues Explosion with Hey Mom.
Yeah.
from San Diego. That was Pinback, primary duo of Rob Crow and Armistead Burwell Smith IV, although they're joined by three other folks on stage. And we just heard there was off their most recent album, Autumn of the Seraphs, and that was Bouquet. And I did manage to catch them at Emo's in Austin. And Pinback's named after one of the characters from John Carpenter's Dark Star, his first film. And they often use video footage as part of their performance, and little excerpts from that film's dialogue appears, too. So they have a new album due soon, but if you did participate in Record Store Day last month, they had a new 7-inch available through their label Temporary Residence, which is also the same home as this next act, who I totally missed as part of what was going on since originally had some late nights working in Houston, unfortunately. So I couldn't make it up to the Woodlands Pavilion to see these guys open for a band that we'll hear shortly afterwards. A big Montreal band. Wonder who could they be. But this is Explosions in the Sky. You know them from the Friday Night Lights soundtrack. They're an Austin instrumentalist band featuring three guitars and one pair of drums, although one of the guitars sometimes turns into a bass. They have a new album out called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. And I was hoping actually to get some songs lined up for that, but since I just came back from Texas last night and I have not had a chance to listen to that album, we're going to deal with something that dates back to their first album. One of the only ones that didn't come out in Temporary Residence originally. Came out through Sad Loud America in 2000, called How Strange Innocence. But based on their popularity, I think Explosions in the Sky did re-release this track, or actually the entire album, in 2005. So from How Strange Innocence, this is Explosions in the Sky with Look Into the Air. And before I forget, of course, you probably may be aware of this already, although if you're listening to my show as it's being aired, you're not watching the sports, and the sports happened, and the local team did not choke. So I'm hoping that the Red Wings pull through, since I do have some Detroit friends. And honestly, I'm overdoing a Detroit show as well, too. Motown, MC5, techno, a right full of options. So yeah, hooray Canucks. I'm guessing a whole bunch of fireworks have just gone out outside. Anyway, so yeah, here, Explosions in the Sky. Look above, Canucks won.
Clem from White Cowbell, Oklahoma. And baby, don't touch that dial, because you got it locked on C-I-T-R.
We love it when technology fails. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We just heard explosions in the sky, and they were lucky enough to open up, along with a band I need to find more information on called Chameleon, for these guys. Magic that we can get the music out of these machines. So yeah, there were the suburbs, as they were known during the Grammys. Of course, everyone knows them as the Arcade Fire. And we just heard from the album of the suburbs, that was City With No Children. Reference to, I wouldn't say directly, but the idea that the Butler Brothers from the Arcade Fire, their hometown of Houston, where they grew up in the suburbs, a little bit of a shout out that way. And yeah, they played Austin on Wednesday. They played Houston on Thursday, and I missed both of them. Good for me. This is Exploding Head Movies here, just a little bit past 8, 8.06, 8.07, something like that. But yeah, Vancouver 2, Nashville 1, Vancouver wins the series 4-2. This podcast is not going to be dated at all. But if you are listening from www.citr.ca, assume at this point Vancouver is probably just a state of mayhem, because this is the first time in the Western Conference Finals in 17 years. 40 years of success can do that to a team. Here's another act I missed in Austin, as I sort of turned the sarcasm meter off. But this guy's from Lagos, although he was born in London. Born fully as Olufila Olufemi Anikulapu Kuti. We know him better as Femi Kuti. Son of the legendary Nigerian Afrobeat master Fela Kuti. And actually, if you've been playing the game Grand Theft Auto 4, of course now that's been like 2-3 years since that came out. He was the host of one of the radio stations featuring West African funk. He has a new album out now called Africa for Africa, keeping up with his pro-African attitudes that way. He's not willing to not criticize governments and things like that. He had songs like on Shoki Shoki, his 2000 album, definitely criticizing the Nigerian government, but definitely Africa for Africa's sake here. So from this latest album, here's Fela Kuti with Make We Remember.
Why you? It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
We'll be right back.
was born Lionel Williams, but he goes by something that rhymes. That was Vinyl Williams, and that was just a track that he released on Bandcamp by himself called Gold. He does have a CD out now called Naked Sanctuary. Came out in July 2010. You can also get that at Bandcamp along with everything else, and he's also a multimedia artist focusing on collage. He has a wicked little Tumblr site featuring some artwork that definitely appears on his albums as well. This is 820 here. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, home of those winning hockey teams. This is GAC. This is Exploding Head Movies, and we're going to hop over to some former Vancouverites. Now they're based in Montreal. So Stephen Ramsey and Catherine McCandless form Young Galaxy. And their latest album is Shapeshifting, out through Paper Bag Records. It was produced by Dan Lisvik of Gothenburg, Sweden. He had the band's studio. And he sort of forced the dream pop to sort of take a bit more of a dance angle towards it. But the interesting thing is he did his production work remotely in Sweden, as opposed to helping out the band in Montreal. So they had a little tour in the autumn of 2010. They were in town here. No tour plans or much in the way of news on their website at this point. But they can definitely relish in the success of this album. And hopefully something new is gestating. So from their album Shapeshifting, here's Young Galaxy with Peripheral Visionaries.
7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-0-7-
stash of the greatest, trade it. Roll a dub, burn a dub, cough a dub, taste it. Then watch us chase it. With a handful of pills, no chasers. Jaw clenching on some supersized papers. She bad in a headband. Escaping, the van is a wonderland. And it's 6:30. Read skies, cause time don't exist. And when the stars shine back to the crib, superstar lines back at the crib. We could test out the tables. Got some brand new tables. All glass and it's 4 feet wide. But it's a must to get us 10 feet high. She give me sex in a handbag. I get her wetter than a wet net. And no closed doors. So I listen to her moans echo. I heard he do drugs now. You heard wrong, I've been on it for a minute. We just never act a fool. That's just how we fucking live it. And when we act a fool, it's probably cause we mixed it. Yeah, I'm always on that okie dokie. Them white boys know the deal, ain't no fucking phony. Big O know the deal, he the one who show me. Watch me ride this fucking beat like he fucking told me. Is that your girl? What's a fucking story? She kinda bad, but she riding like a fucking pony. Lock her down on her man, be her fucking story. Yeah, I'm talking about you, man, get to know me. Ain't no offense, though, I promise you. If you a real man, dude, you gon' side the truth. But I'm a nice dude, with some nice dreams. And we can turn this to a nightmare Elm Street. La 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. With the 707 now. La 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 la. I'm so gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. The 707 now. La 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 la. So gone, so gone. Bring out the glass tables. Bring out the glass tables. Put the 707 up. 707 up. 707 up.
Bravo. Yes, indeed.
This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Yeah? Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from.
Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
I just think radio never even got better than that there. This is CITR Vancouver. This is Gak. You've been listening to Exploding Head Movies. We still have another half hour left, and we've just heard with a whole bunch of foul language. Hopefully you cover your ears during that entire song. That was The Weeknd, except lose the last E, The Weeknd. And that would be the title track to their self-released EP, House of Balloons, although it's also paired with Glass Table Girls. And for a while there, the people behind The Weeknd were a little bit of a mystery, especially since Drake started dropping some of the lines used in their songs. But it's been revealed that it's Torontonian Abel Tesfaye who has been providing all this wonderful stuff. And of course, if you're a Susie and the Banshees fan, you should definitely recognize the loopy single, the sample at the beginning from their 1980 single, Happy House. So now we are going to get into the less than thematic part of the soundtrack live here. And we're going to kick things off with a bit of a mysterious sample here. The film was known in French as Le Sadique aux Dents Rouges, which stands for the sadist with red teeth, which basically deals with some guy finding out he'd been cured of vampirism, but then he turns back into a vampire, because that happens. Relapse. All that wonderful stuff. It came out in 1971, and the score for that film was done by Raymond Legrand. The director was Jean-Louis Van Belle. But there was no soundtrack released for it, and this actually was a rip that came from the awesome blog The Manchester Morgue, which features a lot of horror and other sort of Hammer-related films. So this features some vocal female vocals crooning, other stuff like that. Potentially this was done by Raymond Legrand, but the credits are bad and no one really knows. But if you were to start watching the film right now on your player of choice, this is what you'd hear. These would be the opening credits to Le Sadik aux Dents Rouges.
Notre amour est mort. Que les guitares chantent. Notre amour est mort. Notre amour est mort, mais moi je t'aime encore, mais moi je t'aime encore, toi qui ne m'aimes plus. Ton amour est mort. Pour une autre femme, ton amour est mort. Mais moi, je pleure encore. Mais moi, je pleure encore. Toi
Hard to say if she's been wearing her mask when she played that, the melting one, or one of the Venetian ones. That was Fever Ray, and that appears on the Red Riding Hood soundtrack, and that track was called The Wolf. And the rest of the score for Red Riding Hood was provided by Alex Heffes and Brian Reitzel. That's one of the things just sitting on my little stack. It's not a little stack, I can tell you that, of soundtracks I still have to listen to. But Red Riding Hood just sort of came and went. I mean, there was a bit of a cachet since it was directed by the same director as Twilight, at least the first Twilight films, Twilight, Catherine Hardwicke. And, of course, it starred Amanda Seyfried. Oh, beautiful people, wonderful stuff. Lots of longing looks and repressed feelings that they can't have. And, what scandal that. Anyways, we do have a couple more soundtrack cues to listen to, but if you happen to be on a commercial drive one fine day during regular shopping hours, and you have a Friends of CITR card, this is what spoils. These are the spoils that await you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at CITR.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Senor Walker is just 15 minutes away from joining you on air here with the Jazz Show on CITR Vancouver. And but you still have 15 minutes left with me. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And we're going to go to 2007, but then 1977 for this bit from Control. This was the Joy Division biopic. Well, I wouldn't say the Joy Division one. I'd say it's more of the Ian Curtis biopic directed by Anton Corbijn. And the soundtrack for that came out, amongst everything else, all the performances of Joy Division were done by the actors as they sort of trained for it. And then there were some incidental tracks by the Buzzcocks. And New Order actually provided some of the original incident music for the soundtrack before they started complaining about how accurate it was. But this next track definitely has some cachet in the history of Joy Division since... This track actually gave Joy Division their first band name, and that was Warsaw, although known as Warszawa, named after the David Bowie track we're about to listen to. And this was part of the Berlin trilogy that Bowie had, he was recording there. And it features production work with Brian Eno. And it's based on a Polish folk choir doing a Schlask. And it sort of evokes the desolation of Warsaw in the mid-70s when Bowie visited there. And Brian Eno, being the... brainy genius that he is, came up with the idea of composing this song using one of his oblique strategies, whereby they sort of came up a texture experimentally. And what they did is they made a series of clicks, and then for each click, they sort of did something at random. Then they played a chord, then they removed the clicks, and then they wrote a song around it. And all the vocals that you'll hear in the fourth part of this six-minute song were all done by Bowie, even though at this point it's over 100 voices simultaneously. So originally off the 1977 album Low, but easy found on the 2007 soundtrack to Control. Here is David Bowie. We've dug up the vinyl off the original Low as well, too. But yeah, David Bowie with Warszawa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that song in the 2000 film Panic. But that originally was the lead track to 1998 Deserter Songs. That was Mercury Rev with Holes. Beautiful little song. And oops, I am basically running out of time here. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in literally seconds, depending on Mr. Walker is. He is around here. It's the Jazz Show. He'll guide you to midnight. Then Canada Post Rock will be there to close out Monday. And CITR will resume its regular, wonderful, scheduled, live, fantastic programming at 6 a.m. Tuesday with Pacific Picking. So if you missed any of this week's show, just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca. Click on the schedule. You'll see me Monday evenings there, Exploding Head Movies. You can also just search iTunes. The podcast directory is up to date, so look for CITR. You'll find my show. You'll find all our other wonderful shows as well, too, that the station has to offer. Then there's Facebook. Look for Exploding Head Movies that way. If I haven't invited you yet, it's there waiting for you. Past shows will be there. Ample distractions, things that may have been phased out, things that could be tangential to what's going on, all that wonderful stuff. So next week, I'll be here, as far as I can tell, and with the talk of the remake of the film Akira, featuring all Caucasians instead of Japanese people, we'll take a look at the score to the original anime film. So this was a little excerpt of a field recording I tried playing ages ago, but for some reason things didn't cooperate. But from a couple of weeks ago, this is just the endowment lands here as the frogs coo away during the night. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days. This is CITR Vancouver.
Best to explain it. You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind.
Yeah.
And make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
You are, of course, listening to CITR, FM and Cable, 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. And, yeah, Canucks did it tonight. Big time.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee.